Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Tuesday, January 12th, and these are the top stories the Qixi team is watching right now. The insurrectionist takeover of the U.S. Capitol last week shocked the world. Unfortunately, it seems as if the threat of more violence still looms ahead. According to a report from HuffPost, Capitol Police warned House Democrats on Monday night that there are three potentially violent demonstrations planned ahead of President-elect Biden's inauguration next week. Lawmakers were reportedly told that a mob plans to encircle the Capitol to block Democrats and non-Trumpist Republicans from entering the building and assassinate them. Police reportedly told members that, this time, they're ready to handle the plots. If Twitter feels slightly less annoying these days, there's a reason. The social media site has been cleaning house on its QAnon conspiracy theory-leaning accounts. Fresh from deleting President Trump from the platform, Twitter said late on Monday that it has now deleted more than 70,000 profiles that were responsible for peddling baseless, right-wing conspiracies onto people's timelines. The social media site announced that due to the, quote, violent events in Washington, D.C., and increased risk of harm, we began permanently suspending thousands of accounts that were primarily dedicated to sharing QAnon content. Followers of the theory believe that the world is controlled by a sinister group of people who have been responsible for, basically, anything that causes a global issue. Making matters even weirder, theorists also think that this group, which in theorists' minds includes major politicians and people in Hollywood, have tortured and sexually abused children in satanic rituals. Believers thought that Trump would be the savior to end the mayhem. Nonetheless, Twitter warned that its anti-QAnon action could result in some accounts losing thousands of followers. Brian Kilmeade over at Fox News whined about the announcement over the weekend because he had lost thousands of followers in just 4 hours. Oh no. Heaven forbid. Speaking of conspiracy theorists, President Trump reportedly says, quote, Antifa people are to blame for the assault he incited on the Capitol, despite overwhelming evidence that his supporters were behind it. According to Axios, Trump apparently said as much in a call Monday to House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. In response, McCarthy told the president it was not Antifa but MAGA, and quote, I know, I was there. When the president returned to his favorite subject, baseless claims of election fraud, McCarthy reportedly cut him off and told Trump to stop because, dude, the election is over. Ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will not be tried with his three colleagues for the death of George Floyd. Instead, a judge has ruled that Chauvin will be tried separately on March 8th for second-degree murder and manslaughter. The other three cops who detained Floyd, Thomas Lane, J. Alexander Kang, and Total, will face a jury in August on charges of aiding and abetting. The judge delayed their trial date due to coronavirus concerns. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison had pushed to have all four tried together for logistical reasons and to avoid re-traumatizing witnesses and having an inconsistent jury. The officers had pushed to have their own trials as they, essentially, wanted to pin blame on one another. Public health officials are pretty frustrated by the amount of COVID-19 vaccines not being used quick enough. So, to hurry the sluggish rollout, they've reportedly decided to expand access to the vaccines. A report from Axios states that the Trump administration is set to bring in new federal guidelines to recommend the vaccines be available to everyone in America age 65 and older. People who are younger and more vulnerable to the virus due to pre-existing conditions could also more easily obtain the vaccines. The earliest rules of vaccination were aimed at immunizing the utmost highest-risk people, but that has led to an overabundance of vaccines not being used. On top of widening access, Axios reports that the government will no longer hold back doses for the second shot of the vaccine. Instead, all doses will be administered as quickly as possible. A California distribution center for Fashion Nova, the infamous ultra-fast fashion clothing brand, reported 203 cases of COVID-19 in the past 2 weeks, making it the third largest ongoing outbreak in all of Los Angeles County. And sadly, the outbreak appears to be growing. As of January 7th, the company had reported 166 cases, meaning the count increased by 37 positive tests over the weekend. In May, a user on a job recruitment site wrote a one-star review of the company's Santa Fe Springs warehouse, saying managers had employees working knowing there had been people who tested positive for COVID-19. The company has made a name for itself with super inexpensive clubwear. However, a Federal Labor Department investigation found in 2019 that the brand's clothing had been sewn by workers, and some shops often exploited undocumented labor. A major part of Fashion Nova's marketing strategy is its ambassador program, or partnerships with influencers with huge followings who tag the company in online posts. Kylie Jenner, Khloe Kardashian, Cardi B, Sweetie, Megan Thee Stallion, and Amber Rose are all regular ambassadors who post photos of themselves wearing Fashion Nova clothing. On their website, Fashion Nova lists 75 ambassadors, including Cassie, Young Miami of City Girls, and Teyana Taylor. The Daily Beast contacted 30 of the company's biggest ambassadors in regards to the internal COVID-19 outbreak. None responded to comment on the matter. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.